This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that this is the era of silicon diplomacy and India will take every step to become the semiconductor powerhouse. He said the government is focusing on increasing the number of chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. During his address, the Prime Minister highlighted the various initiatives taken to boost the electronics and semiconductor industry in the country. He said the government has set a target to make the country's electronics sector a $500 billion worth industry by the end of this decade. He said this will create 60 lakhs jobs. The Prime Minister also highlighted the success of Digital India initiative, saying the country is witnessing its multiplier effect. He said earlier the country used to import mobile phones, but now it has become the second largest producer and exporter of mobile phones. Speaking on this occasion, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has brought technology in the hands of citizens through Digital India and Telecom Mission. Our correspondent reports that Semicon India will witness participation of top leadership of global semiconductor giants. The conference will witness participation of more than 250 exhibitors and 150 speakers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonization. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually today, the Prime Minister highlighted that scaling up production, minimizing costs and building infrastructure can progress faster through cooperation. He also emphasized that there is a growing realization that climate change is not just a matter of the future, as its impact is being felt here and now. Modi said that energy transition and sustainability have become central to global policy discourse, highlighting that India is committed to creating a cleaner and greener planet. Modi noted that the country is the first among G20 nations to fulfill its Paris commitments on energy, green energy. Modi also outlined that India's non-fossil fuel capacity increased by nearly 300% over the last 10 years, and the country's solar energy capacity increased by over 3,000% during the same period. He said that green hydrogen can help in decarbonizing industries that are difficult to electrify. India has already launched the National Green Hydrogen Mission in 2023. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred upon National Florence Nightingale Awards 2024 to nurses at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The National Florence Nightingale Award was instituted by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in the year 1973. This award is given as a mark of recognition for the meritorious services rendered by the nurses and nursing professionals to the society. The second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The International Civil Aviation Organization and the Ministry of Civil Aviation are co-hosting the two-day event. India is the fastest growing aviation market in the world and is currently the third largest in the domestic segment. In the last decade, the number of aircraft in India increased from 400 to more than 800, and airports grew exponentially from 74 to 157. The government's initiatives like Udaan, Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, have enhanced regional connectivity, ensuring that even remote areas are integrated into the aviation network. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today inaugurated 6 initiatives as part of the 100-day achievements of the ministry in New Delhi. The minister launched the National E-Vidhan Application 2.0 Subordinate Legislation Management System, Consultative Committee Management System, National Youth Parliament Scheme 2.0 and Eklavya Model Residential Schools EMRSS. According to the Parliamentary Affairs Ministry, the upgraded version of the National E-Vidhan Application 2.0 NEVA 2.0 will provide more user-friendly interface and enhance integration with the legislative process of state legislators. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.